April will be your friend. Every day of this month will be your friend. Your lost glory shall be restored back to you. Did you hear the testimony this morning? After 21 years of losing his job, God said, I am never late. You know the meaning of 21 years, and job is restored. Man, whatever the devil has stolen from you shall be restored back to you. Somebody has been looking for promotion the last 10 years and heard the word that whatever you could not get in 10 years, you will get it in this quarter. Did God do it or not? Will he do it for you? If you believe, shall I believe? Say it, I am next in line for a testimony. It shall be so for you. I say it shall be so for you. Did you also hear somebody's marriage has clocked 5 years, whereas other members of the family in the past never stayed beyond 2 years? Whatever is said to be impossible by anyone in any circle, your family, your business, your career, God will make you a clear example of it. Yours shall be with exemption. I thought somebody is giving a witness with a loud amen here. Every job seeker, after this resurrection service, God will open strange doors to you. In the precious name of Jesus. Our teaching this morning on this very beautiful day is unveiling the power of his resurrection. Resurrection connotes the peak of God's power. The greatest power that ever exists is resurrection power. Resurrection power. The apostles had experienced different measure of power. And they got to a stage in Acts chapter 4, verse 33. He talked about, with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. The birth of Jesus brought grace, but the resurrection of Jesus brought greater grace. The birth of Jesus brought grace. Of him, of his fullness, have we received grace for grace. But his resurrection brought great grace. In this service this morning, great grace shall be released upon you. Let me be hearing your amen right now. With great power, with great power, Paul the apostle praying in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. He had encountered different powers before, but this one is unique. The power of his resurrection. And I mean the fellowship of the sufferings he went through before that resurrection, in order to be made conformable unto his death, so I can rise up with his power. And the same Paul praying for the church of Ephesus from verse 17, chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 17, Ephesus, he began to pray that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, will grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him. And he went further down the line, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that he may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory in his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards what we believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him up from the dead So there was the exceeding greatness of his power that came to bear when Jesus was to be resurrected. And this morning, you will encounter that exceeding great power. Somebody is receiving it with a loud amen. When Jesus was to be resurrected, forces had to match forces. Now, Satan withdrew all his demonic installations and brought them to hell, because in his mind, we already got him. He cannot escape. They all withdrew and came to their headquarters called the gates of hell. The gates of hell is the headquarters of demonic forces. And God also mustered all the forces that be in heaven. It was force to match force. The exceeding greatness of his power. The Lord of hosts commanded his host to appear there. So powerful that even the soldiers that stood at the grave of Jesus slept while they were standing. Hallelujah. And Psalm 24 came to be. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and ye everlasting doors, be thou lifted, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord that is strong and mighty in battle. So all the graves, it was just the grave of Jesus that was intended to be open. But when the Lord of hosts came, all the graves were open, including your grave. Today, all graves shall be open. Every believer tied down shall come out. Say to yourself, I'm coming out. Say it very authoritatively. You shall truly come out today. Because Jesus lives, you shall live also. That's what Jesus said. John 14:19. Because I live, ye also, or ye shall live also. Will you please say with me, because Jesus lives, I shall live also. Say it with authority. Because Jesus lives, I shall live also. Was Jesus sick? Was he afflicted? And because he was not sick, let me hear you. Because he was not poor, because hell could not hold him down, you are coming out. What is in the power of his resurrection? As mentioned earlier, resurrection is the greatest event in Christendom, because if Christ did not rise from the dead, our faith is in vain and we are yet to be out of sin. The number one reason you know that Christ rose from the dead is that you are a new creature. 1 Corinthians 5:17, man being Christ, a new creature, old things have passed away, all things have become new. Jesus came to bring to us newness of life. 1 Corinthians 15:17-20, just as it was read to us earlier, if Christ be not risen, our faith is vain. And that means you are yet in your sin. So if you are no longer in sin, it's an indication that Christ has risen and you are out of it. Verse 18, if Christ, and then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. That means once you die forever. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now, say with me now. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. He left an example for us because Jesus rose up, you also are no longer dead. Somebody say amen to that. The first miracle of Christ after he rose from the dead was an eye-opening miracle. That is, the veil over the hearts of men was taken away. We find that in Luke chapter 24, verse 13 and 18. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 60 furlongs. And in verse 18, and the one of them whose name was Cleopas answered, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast thou not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Verses 30 to 31. And what was the effect of that? And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, took bread and blessed and broke and gave it to them. And what was the effect? And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. He opened our eyes. He brought us into light. Through our new access to light, we are empowered to dominate the kingdom of this world, because revelation is our access to the power of his resurrection. As mentioned earlier in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 to 20, that's why it becomes necessary for us to pray that our eyes of understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus, as in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power, which he wrought towards us according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. And that's where you and I are reigning with authority today. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. And you know what? The power of his resurrection does not delay. It delivers instantly. So there will be instant miracles in somebody's life today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52. The power of his resurrection delivers instantly. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment. Say with me, in a moment. And I mean in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptibly, and we shall be changed. As I sound the trumpet of his word this morning, suddenly, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, you shall be changed. You shall be changed. You shall be changed. You shall be changed. Ezekiel chapter 37 will come to fulfillment in your life. As the prophecy went forth, the graves were open. All the graves were open. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and I will cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Whatever is the land of your desire, the Lord will bring you back into it. Your glory shall be restored. Your honor shall be restored. Lift up your hand and thank God for it this morning. Thank God for it this morning. Thank you, Father. Now, very specifically, let's quickly examine a number of effects of resurrection power as ordained for our supernatural change of story. That is the summary of resurrection power, to give us supernatural change of story. The summary effect of resurrection power is to give to us supernatural change of story. He's no longer there. Stop looking for him among the poor. Stop looking for him among the dejected. Stop looking for him in the hospital bed. Stop looking for him. Stop looking for him. They will stop looking for you where you used to be. Luke 24, verses 5 and 6. He's no longer there. He's no longer there. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the heart, they said unto him, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. Stop looking for him here. They will not find you where you used to be again. They will not find you among the people drinking burukutu again. They will not find you among drug addicts again. They will not find you among job seekers again. They will not find you among beggars again. They will not find you among the sick again. They will not find you among the afflicted again. Say with me, supernatural change of position. Now, number one, change of story is from filthiness to holiness. From filthiness to holiness. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42. If you have been living in filth before, God wants to change your story to holiness. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, but it is raised in incorruption. Jesus became sin, and the eye of God was turned away from him, because his eyes are purer than to behold evil. Habakkuk chapter 1 from verses 13 to 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verses 17 down from verse 21. Let's save time. He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He was buried in sin, incorruptible, and he rose up incorruptible. Therefore, according to Romans chapter 6 verse 14, sin shall no more have dominion over you. For sin shall not, is a done deal. Sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. Somebody raise your hand and say with me, sin shall not have dominion over me again. That is the supernatural change of story. They used to find you in the brothel. They used to find you among drunkards. They used to find you among drug addicts. But resurrection came to change that. They used to look for you every evening in one joint. If you are looking for him, go to that joint. Go to Liberia. Go to Zimbabwe. Maybe that's where they used to find you. And all those joints, all those dirty places. But from today, they will not find you there again. Let me hear somebody say amen. Number two, supernatural change of story is from weakness to strength. From weakness to strength. Body weakness, mental weakness, whatever weakness. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 43. Today, weakness will give place to strength in your life. It is sown in dishonor, but raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, but raised in power. That is the story of Jesus. He became as it were weak. He couldn't defend himself again because he carried the sin of the world. But he was raised with power. He was raised with strength. And in Revelation chapter 5, we see what Jesus did for us there from verses 10. He made us kings and priests to make us reign on the earth. And verses 11 and 12, as we read further. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. And in verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength, and honor and glory and blessing. Please stretch your hands here. From today, you will know no more weakness. I say, from today, you will know no more weakness. Everyone that is said to be impotent, your strength is restored back to you. Your financial strength is restored back to you. Number three, supernatural change of story is from shame to glory. From shame
to glory.
Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 43. According to that scriptures, for sown in dishonor, but now raised in glory. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12 again. Among other things, he came to give to us is honor. 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 Please put your right hand on your chest. From today, I declare you to be an honorable child of God. Every shame around your life will be turned into glory and so on. Wave your hand and say, bye-bye to shame. Bye-bye to dishonor. Welcome to glory. Glory means to be dignified, to be respected, to be carried with high esteem. Everywhere you go from now, at work, in your family cycle, they will respect you. They will honor you. They will esteem you. I thought somebody still saying amen to that. And number four, supernatural change of level of story from sickness to health. From sickness to health. This is very crucial. One of the things that Satan afflicts people with most is sickness. Sickness is an instrument of affliction. But Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If the spirit that raised, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, it was the Holy Spirit that quickened him. If that spirit dwells in you, say with me, the spirit of God dwells in me. Let me hear you very well. Now, if it is true that that spirit lives in you, then he that raised up Christ from the dead, simple equation, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, if that spirit raised up the dead, your body is not dead yet, then it will be cheaper for him to raise you up. The spirit that raised him up from the dead dwells in you. That spirit will quicken. The word quicken means to make alive. Everything called dead internally in your body is brought back to life right now. That disease of the kidney, of the liver, of the blood, I decree that by the Spirit of God that dwells in you, they be brought back to life in the name of Jesus. Will somebody receive that blessing with a louder amen? The same Romans chapter 8 verse 17. Romans 8, 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Number five, supernatural change of story you must expect is from captivity to liberty. From captivity to liberty. Matthew 27, verses 50 to 53. Somebody's captivity shall be turned today. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the heart did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Said with me, I am one of them. And they came out of the grave, and they came out of the graves after his resurrection. That means after resurrection, nobody is permitted to remain in the grave. The Jesus rose up. The Jesus rose up. Ask your neighbor, what then are you doing in the grave? Ask somebody else, what then are you doing in the grave? Maybe you need to ask yourself, what am I doing in the grave? You have no more business in the grave. You can walk out on the devil right now. You can walk out of sickness. You can tell the devil, I'm tired. Take away your sickness. Take it away. Take it away. This is why somebody is receiving instantaneous touch right now. The grave has been opened. You got no more business lying down in the grave. After the grave opened, Jesus came out. He didn't stay there one more second. After the grave has been opened, you must come out. Say with me, I am coming out. And they went into the holy city, no longer in the grave, and appeared unto many. That means they testify. You will testify. Quickly, let's move on. Number six, supernatural change of story is from poverty to riches. I can hear you say loud amen to that. I know you don't like to be poor. Poverty is synonymous to shame. You never see a poor man being proud. Come and see my rags. No. Amen. You know what? The reason why some people will not come to church, according to them, is because they don't have cloth to wear. Because, you see, he doesn't look normal to appear in the public with rags, except somebody has no sense. God wants your poverty to be terminated. And I decree today, by resurrection power, poverty will no longer be your neighbor. Why? We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, that even though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that he through his poverty might be made rich. You through his poverty might be made rich. Now listen to this. When Jesus was crucified, he was crucified absolutely naked. They took all his dress from him. He was naked on the cross. But when he rose up glamorously with shiny raiment. Poverty and grave cloth was left there. He didn't come out with the grave cloth. He came out gloriously. Every cloth of poverty around your neck is removed today. You will never be poor again. From today, begging and borrowing will no longer be your portion. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the grace for prosperity, the abounding grace, the grace that makes you to abound in all good works, the grace that makes you become a praise among people, be released upon you today in the name of Jesus. Remember also in Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, he brought to us riches. Now number 7, supernatural change of story is from defeat to breakthrough. From defeat to breakthrough. Again, Luke chapter 24 verses 5 to 6, he's no longer in the grave. He's no longer broken down. He's no longer stagnated. He's risen. No more breakdown. Because whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith in Jesus. Say with me, no more defeat for me. Now I begin to break through. Number 8, supernatural change of story that resurrection brought to us is from death to life. From death to life. From death to life. Nothing around you is permitted to die again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 53 to 57. No more issue of death. For this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. Verse 54, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass, saying, that which is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Then we will be able to say, oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is the victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Verse 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us victory over death, over everything dying, through our Lord Jesus Christ. From this day, nothing dies around you again. Your business will not die again. Your career will not die again. Your children will not die again. Your grandchildren will not die again. Untimely death in your family is canceled today. Your husband will not die before your eyes. Your wife will not die and leave you as a widower. No untimely death will rule in your family again. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Hear what the word of the Lord said. I am he that liveth. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. That means confirm. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Nobody has control over you again, because Jesus has all the control. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. And of course, we have number 9, supernatural change of story, from slavery to dominion over Satan. From slavery. Satan used to control you, but no more. You are now the one in charge. Say with me, I'm in charge. Right now. I'm in charge. Right now. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. He has raised you together and made you to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The authority of Jesus is not more than the authority he gave to you. He gave you the same authority. The same authority. The same authority. Anything that obeys Jesus has no choice but to obey you. All the devils that obey him have no choice but to obey you. You have authority. You are now in charge. You have authority. Now you are in charge. Say with me, I am raised with Jesus. I am seated with Jesus in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Somebody say a loud amen to that. The journey to these blessings begins as you let Jesus enter into your heart. After his resurrection, Jesus said, I stand at the door, knocking your heart. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. If you will open, let me come in. I will live with you. I will give you power. That's what Jesus is saying. All you need is to give him a chance. He wants to save you. He wants to help you. He knows your incapacitation. He knows you have tried and you couldn't make it. He's asking you, let me come into your heart. Let me help you. Somebody is here this morning, you are saying, oh, but I'm a very terrible sinner. Jesus came for sinners, terrible sinners like me and you. He cares for all, including the thief on the cross, who has lived his life as an armed robber. And Jesus said to the thief, they have crucified you because they think you are bad, but today you'll be with me in paradise. The worst of sinners can be saved by Jesus. I don't know what your state is this morning, but the good news is this: God wants to change your story. He wants to save you. He wants to rescue you. Somebody would like to receive Jesus as his Lord and Savior this morning. You want to be born again. You want new life. You want joy. You want peace. You want your struggles to be over. Please let me pray with you this morning. It's because of you that this service is being held this morning. Wherever you are, you want to make your decision to give your life to Jesus, stand to your feet. Give me a chance to pray for you this morning. I know you will. I know you are not an hypocrite. I know you made up your mind this morning to get a change from God. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. You want to be born again. Stand to your feet. Now, in the same vein, some individuals are here this morning. Once you gave your life to Jesus, but you backslidden, and this morning you want to be restored back to the faith. You want to come back home. You can't tell why you ran away from Jesus, but this morning you want to return home. Will you also rise to your feet? Give me a chance to pray for you. God bless you. And all of you who have risen, who have stood up, will you start coming to the altar here right now? Come with your Bible and anything and everything you came to church with. Come quickly. Come quickly right now. Give me a chance to pray for you. Come quickly right now. Come quickly right now. Come and give your life to Jesus. Come quickly right now. God bless you. God bless you. Let's receive them with a big hand for Jesus. Everyone that wants to give their life to Jesus. What a day. What a day. What a joy. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm too grateful to God, church, that God is saving souls again this morning. What a blessing. What a day. Jesus is winning. Satan is losing. Jesus is winning. Satan is losing. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a day in God's presence. What a blessing. What a day in God's presence. Is somebody clapping some more for the Lord? What a day. What a blessing. Somebody is still seated. You are watching me. God is telling you, my son, my daughter, go out. Stop watching. Others have left you behind. You are the only person still sitting there. There are about 15 more people like that who are seated, who are just watching. Watching life pass them by. Why don't you stand up right now? God bless you. Church, can you see that God is still touching life? They are still coming. God bless you. What a blessing. What a blessing. Some young people are still coming. Hallelujah. Now, all of you in front here, please bow your heads. Put your right hand on your heart as you pray this prayer with me. Suspend your writing if you are writing. Put your right hand upon your heart and say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today to receive your free gift of salvation. I know I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Wash my sins away. Give me new life. From today, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. I am now born again. I am now a child of God. Jesus, give me your power to follow you all the days of my life. Amen. Father, we receive these souls into your kingdom. We know Satan has no more power over them in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. God bless you. Please open your eyes. From the middle this way, you go after our church officials to my right and to your right on this side. God bless you, church. I thought you will appreciate God more for the wonderful salvation that we sing here this morning. Appreciate Jesus more. Appreciate Jesus more. Appreciate Jesus more. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Amen. Are you glad you came this morning? Now we are going to dance our way into these miracles. Every blessing that we have declared this morning, how many of you are ready to dance your way into it? You dance your way into holiness. You dance your way into strength. You dance your way into glory. You dance your way into liberty, into health, into riches, into breakthrough, into life, and dominion over the devil. How many of you are ready to do that right now? Will you rise to your feet with me and let us first of all lift up our hands and glorify Jesus. Lift up your hand and glorify Jesus. Lift up your hand and glorify Jesus. It's worthy of our praise. It's worthy of our praise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Before we burst forth into singing, we'd like to first of all quickly appreciate God and recognize those who are worshiping with us for the very first time on this Resurrection Service Day. This is your first Sunday service at Living Faith Church, Goshen. I'd like you to allow us to pray for you this morning the blessing of resurrection. Now, will all such individuals begin to come to the altar? Carry your Bible and everything you came to church with, including children. If you came to church with children, quickly come to the altar here. This is your first Sunday service at Goshen. God bless you. We love you. We welcome you. You are so precious. You are wonderful. We thank God for your life. God bless you. God bless you. We welcome you. Somebody clap your hands for them. Amen. Now, as they are coming, will you begin to announce your new status? Announce your supernatural change of story. I am moving out from death to fullness of life, from slavery to dominion, from poverty to riches, from sickness to health, from captivity to liberty. Somebody must be saying something. Be saying something. Be saying something right now. Don't close your mouth. Be declaring. There is power in your declaration. Be making your declaration right now. I am moving from poverty into riches, from sickness into sound health. Oh yes, from filthiness, sin will no longer have dominion over me. I am moving into holiness, from weakness to strength. No more weakness in my body. No more weakness in my life. No more weakness. No more weakness. Somebody make your declaration. Do that very broadly. From poverty to riches, from defeat to breakthrough. Oh, oh, take what belongs to you now. Take what belongs to you now. Take what belongs to you now. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours for the taking. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be God. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Everybody, please lift up your hand. I prophesy over your life today that your graves be open. According to Ezekiel 37 verse 12, I prophesy over your life that your graves are open today. I decree that you walk out of the devil today. Your graves are open today in the name of Jesus. No more poverty for you. No more weakness for you. No more filthiness in your life. No more captivity around you. No more slavery over your life. And for everyone worshiping in this church for the very first time, I decree that first-hand miracle be delivered to you today. You will share your testimony this week. In Jesus' precious name. Every one of you wonderful people worshiping with us for the very first time, I have no doubt that you have been blessed by coming to this service this morning. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in our future services, assuring you that every time you come, you will find a family here. This is the place you have been looking for. Now that you are here, stay here and enjoy all of the blessing of the house of the Lord. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Will you please let our church officials attend to you very quickly? Again, from the middle, all of you on this side, please go this way. And all of the others on this side, please start going after our church officials. You are blessed in Jesus' name. 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 Hallelujah. Well, this week we have stepped into is a very crucial week. Very crucial week. And I'd like you to see. So please sit down just a few minutes. Choir, I'm sure you are still warming up out there. We'll still sing our song very shortly, celebrating Jesus as we leave this place. It's a very crucial week. We will be having our week of spiritual emphasis. Are you excited about that? Very powerful. 3 days of prayer and fasting. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll be having the evening services and the communion will be served on Wednesday and Thursday. And here comes the good news for you. Amen. On Friday, we will be having the first one night with the King. Amen. One night with the King at 10 p.m. And I'm sure you are aware that at such night, God's servant, the apostle over this commission, Bishop David Oyedepo, will be ministering as we get connected to the headquarters. I'd like you to get set. don't miss your fasting these 3 days. Very quick. 3 days that will turn the head of the devil upside down. Guess it. It's a unique month for you. Remember the theme of the month, as it has been declared to us, is wisdom from above makes high flyers. How quickly you need to dive into that with prayer and fasting. Get ready for it. It will be a blessed moment in Jesus' precious name. Next Sunday, we'll be having our special communion service. Very special communion service. And it's going to be our covenant day of miracle jobs. Covenant day of miracle jobs. Covenant day of miracle jobs. I'd like you to get ready. Everyone that is called jobless, that is your day. Everyone who has not been having jobs to do in terms of contract and all of that is also available for you. Get ready. So it's a loaded week. It's the week of the blood. Wednesday, Thursday, we're taking communion. Sunday again, we take the communion. Please come with your prayer request. When you are going for self-fellowship on Saturday, you'll drop your prayer request for the month. They will bring it to church on Sunday and we'll have the privilege to pray over it. Somebody say loud amen to that. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Also, next Sunday, we'll be having water baptism. It's a command of Jesus Christ. According to Mark 16:16, if you are saved and baptized, you shall be saved. Don't miss it. The Lord bless you in Jesus' wonderful name. All of you who are giving for transportation this morning for people to come to church, your purse will never run dry. Now, here is the news. The Easter Youth Camp continues after the first service today. All the youths in the house, we are encouraged to join them in the camp at Faith Academy, just in the premises here. And the program continues. Tomorrow morning will be special impartation service by 7 a.m. By the grace of God, I'll be there also this evening to be a part of their joy. Shout hallelujah. So everything is set for you. Just carry yourself there and be blessed. All parents, make sure you send your children, your youths, to the camp so they can be blessed. Now, let's rise to our feet. All of the WSF officials will have a brief meeting after the third service today. Very brief one. Very brief one. Please make sure you don't miss it. Lift up your hand and thank God, everybody. Let's thank Him again. Let's thank Him for resurrection. Let's praise Him for resurrection. Let's celebrate Him for resurrection. Choir, get ready. Sing your song very powerfully, sharp, because we have limited time. 5-6 minutes, we're done. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready to celebrate Jesus? As you celebrate Him, He will turn you to a celebrity. As you lift Him on high, He will raise you for men to lift you up. Now let's go.
Have you heard what the Lord has done? He has destroyed the works of Satan. He has given us victory. That's why we say, oh, say it. Have you heard what the Lord has done? He has destroyed the works of Satan. He has given us victory. And that's why we say, oh, say yeah. Everybody, oh, say yeah.
Oh, say yeah.
We now win it.
Oh, say yeah.
Oh, say yeah. Jehovah reigns. are you ready? Ha, you are lifted high. Above, you are lifted high. Above, you are lifted high. Jehovah, Jehovah, say Jehovah, 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 celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Everybody celebrate Jesus.
Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate.
Everybody celebrate.
Celebrate Jesus, celebrate.
He is risen. He is risen. He's risen. Come on and celebrate.
Come on and celebrate.
The resurrection.
The resurrection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody celebrate.
Celebrate. Jesus celebrate.
Celebrate the risen King of Kings.
Celebrate. Jesus celebrate.
Everybody
celebrate.
Celebrate.
Celebrate
the King of Kings.
Celebrate Jesus.
Sing, He is risen.
He is
risen.
He is risen.
And He
lives
forevermore.
Forevermore.
He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen.
Come on and celebrate.
The resurrection.
The resurrection of my Lord.
I know He rescued my soul. His blood